Welcome in Carolyn Sabin joining us here at Families First Partnership. Miss Sabin, how are you?
Oh, just great. How are you, Tristan?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. So we're kind of reaching the conclusion of our Project Connect spotlights we've been doing here on the air. But for folks that maybe haven't heard those here the past several weeks, tell us, what is Project Connect?
Well, the original Project Connect is like a one-stop resource fair. And in the past, we've held it at like DNN Event Center or Salvation Army. And we have all these organizations all together in one spot so that any people who are seeking resources can find those all in one location. And so it might be housing assistance, health care services of some sort, information about domestic violence programs, just any of those nonprofit agencies who provide support in the community.
It's kind of a one-stop shop, if you will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the coronavirus changed that up a little bit this year. Normally, we'd have that out at the DNN Event Center with all those agencies participating. But because of COVID-19, unfortunately, we were unable to do that this year.
Right, yeah. It just didn't seem worth the risk of trying to have a crowd all together and you know, not really knowing what the health measures would require by August when we had plans to do it. So we felt like we still wanted to do some sort of outreach to the community without it being that in-person and crowd setting.
Sure, so. Yeah, we started talking about this a couple months ago, and I know the ball's been rolling for you guys, really, probably since the coronavirus started. You've been thinking, what do we do? How's this going
to
look?
Right, well, and you know, to put on that in-person event takes a lot of planning and just manpower, setting up tables and getting a good place prepared, and we thought we just don't want to get all that planning in place and then things don't work out. So
have it be all for naught.
Right, And yet it seemed very important to get information about those local agencies and resources out to the community. And so it was a real pleasure to visit with Husker Radio and find out we could do some of these interviews and have those spots featured.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and talking to pretty much all the individuals that we did through our Project Connect spotlights, it seems like everybody has a great working relationship with Families First Partnership. You guys kind of serve as that liaison between the client and the support agency.
Right. And, you know, that's really the goal of a collaborative, is you have that backbone organization that kind of coordinates and keeps everyone in sync, or you know, communication, and so that you're working together, you're supplementing what each other does versus competing with each other. And you know, really every agency or organization in our community has a very valuable role.
Absolutely. It takes more than just one agency to make everything run and make everything work. Obviously, the great partnership between Families First Partnership and everybody throughout the community is what makes North Platte such a great place for individuals, whether they're going through good times or bad.
Right. Well, and our exciting news is we've expanded into Keith County.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
how exciting.
Yeah, this has been just within the last few months here that we've started having conversations with the leaders in Keith County, because we were made aware that there are high needs in Keith County for support and assistance for families, and yet there haven't been the resources, especially those financial resources. And when it comes to some of our smaller communities, they really lean on that church community or the faith-based organizations. And especially during this time with the COVID and the churches have been shut down, you know, they haven't been receiving the offerings that they normally would. And so their resources have really been minimized because of that. So this is where we said, well, what can we do to help your community? And we've had some great conversations with the organizations in Keith County, the SKIP program, and the Women's Resource Center in Ogallala, the CASA program, and the Keith County Foundation. They've been great partners in visiting about how do we meet needs outside of our county, the Lincoln County area.
Sure.
So Nebraska Children was able to provide funds to help us do that. Mm-hmm. And so our next outreach is really into Perkins County, because many Perkins County residents receive assistance or seek out resources in Keith County too. So
sure, makes sense.
Yep. So, and on our next exciting news, and I just found out yesterday.
There's
then,
more excitement on top of the Keith County too. Wow.
Families First Partnership applied for the CARES grant through DHHS, and we were awarded our full ask of $70,000.
Wow.
And so with that, we're also trying to bridge the needs that are in Dawson County.
Sure.
And so we're working with the Early Childhood Coalition in Gothenburg and providing funds for them to expand even beyond what they're doing with their early childhood planning, and that would be to provide community response dollars in Gothenburg. And then we're, the COSED Charitable Fund also had a request that they had high needs in the COSED area, so we're going to be sub-granting funds to both COSED and Gothenburg.
Wow.
Yeah, so
you guys are just getting all over the map now.
Well, it just seemed like in writing that it was a great way to say, you know, let's make sure that our neighbors are taken care of too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an exciting piece of information to find out about that. But as far as what we would continue to do here in Keith County, in Lincoln County. we would still be having dollars from that grant to prevent homelessness. But our ask in that grant then was that we would be able to use it for people outside of our regular population. So we commonly have dollars to help families with children, and our dollars are prevention dollars. So that's preventing children or families from going into higher systems of care.
Okay.
But in our request on this CARES funding, it was to help people outside of that population. So with these dollars, we can help single people that have no children, old senior citizens.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it just allows more individuals to receive some assistance.
Right.
Uh-huh. Wow, that is awesome.
So we're pretty excited about that, and included in that was also some funding to provide mental health support.
Okay.
And devices for those who are not going to be able to have their regular therapy, then we can purchase devices for them to access their mental health care.
Sure, receive that vital assistance still.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also exciting news that we heard with our Project Connect interview probably sometime last week when we were talking to the lovely folks from the Berean Church. You guys have partnered with the Berean Church as well, Families First Partnership, for an educational program to help individuals that are wanting to reenter the workforce or maybe become more educated about the work environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and honestly, the heavy lift on that has been the Berean Church. Families First is going to help with like the recruiting, but you know, that is just such a timely program.
Sure.
That's coming in this fall, because as people are possibly having to be seeking new employment after they were laid off or never got their job back from COVID, then now we've got this program that's going to be a super support.
Mm-hmm.
Of having what they call allies that will help that person, you know, mentor them, kind of walk them along the way of seeking a new job, getting their life back on track. So that is another exciting thing. And so, you know, it's great that from some of these interviews, we've been able to pull some information, you know, together. Mm-hmm. To get out to the community.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership. It's been mm-hmm. a lot of fun. So
mm-hmm.
If folks want to get more information about Project Connect and about Families First Partnership, how can they do so, Ms. Sabin?
Well, you know, we've really been working hard on our website, familiesfirstpartnership.org, and there's information about all our programs on there. And anyone who's seeking assistance can go to our website, and there's a great big green rectangle at the top, apply here, and that's how you get started to make a request for any kind of assistance. But I'd also like to put in a plug for our phone app.
Oh, sure.
Because we're really trying to get that.
It's been a lot of work.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, and, you know, it is going to be as thorough or complete as people will complete their information or sign up to be on the phone app. And so I just really encourage any agencies or businesses even who provide a unique service, I guess, to get on that phone app and get yourself enrolled on it so that your profile is up there. And so, you know, food pantries, churches, nonprofits, of course, but even counselors can put their information in there. So,
okay.
That
so some private business that offers that help.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or child cares. We have a site there that where the child cares can put in their information. You do have to enter your licensing number when you are a child care provider. So you know, the phone app is first-link.us.
Okay. And if folks want to get additional information about that, or maybe they didn't have time to grab a pen, they could just call Families First Partnership and receive some assistance on navigating that as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, our office number is 308-221-6689.
Awesome. Well, Ms. Saban, we appreciate the time. Appreciate the unique partnership that you allowed us to dive into as well with our Project Connect.
Yes, and we really thank Husker Radio. It's been a lot of fun. And
it has been.
And it's just all for community, and I think that's where we really need to give the credit, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll see you again next month, if not sooner.
Yes, thank you.
More coming up on KODY, including Mark Woods, candidate for City of North Platte, joining us in the KODY studios after a quick break.